different emotions, ranging from being scared, sad, mad, to being motivated to beat it. She said it's best to learn as much as possible about cancer and treatment options so that the person can pursue what is best for her. To encourage me, Mom said, "But don't sulk and cry, Carmen. I want Leah's grandma to be well, too. We're going to trust God for the outcome. We believe that His will is what's best for us. Also, I want you to remember that this earth is not our home. We're traveling through here, and we can't get to heaven if we don't die. And I certainly want to go to heaven, don't you?" "Yeah, Mom, I do. And because my life is so messed up, I wish I was there now so things would be perfect," I said honestly. She giggled. "Some days I feel the same way, baby. But God wants us to be content with where we are. Life will get better. Hold on. This life will never be 100% perfect. But remember, God is always with you, even now. He can make you have joy. So you're covered." Later on that night, my mom came into my room again. "Are you feeling better, sweetie?" she asked as she tucked me into bed. "Oh, Mom," I said in despair. "Middle school is so hard." "Baby, earlier when you told me how messed up your life felt, I couldn't get it out of my mind. I wanted to give you some space and see if you would come and talk to me. I thought maybe there was something else going on besides the situation with Leah's grandmother. I don't want my daughter going to bed feeling like stuff is too hard to bear. You've got God. You have Dad and me. What else is going on?" I told my mom how my two best friends in the whole world, Leah and Rihanna, were mad at me, even though we vowed over the summer not to let anything come between us. My heart was broken into a million pieces because they refused to talk to me. "Why are they mad at you?" my mom asked, stroking my hair. "I'm popular." "You're popular? Stop. Tell me about it."
"It's not a good thing. I mean, I was excited at first because everybody liked me."